He was planning to send the boy to Dragonstone for flustering, you know. Oh, but I'm speaking out of turn. The apple of his throat bobbed anxiously beneath the loose maester's chain. I fear I've had too much of Lord Hunter's excellent wine. The prospect of bloodshed has my nerves all afray. You are mistaken, maester, Catlin said. It was Castle Rock, not Dragonstone, and those arrangements were made after the hand's death, without my sister's consent. The maester's head jerked so vigorously at the end of his absurdly long neck that he looked half a puppet himself. No, begging your forgiveness, my lady, but it was Lord John who... A bell tolled loudly below them. High lords and serving girls alike broke off what they were doing and moved to the balustrade. Below, two guardsmen in sky-blue cloaks led forth Tyrion Lannister. The heir's plump septon escorted him to the statue in the centre of the garden, a weeping woman carved in vain white marble, no doubt meant to be Alyssa.
"The bad little man," Lord Robert said giggly. "Mother, can I make him fly? I want to see him fly."
"Later, my sweet baby," Lysa promised. "Trial first, draw Sir Lynn Corbray, then execution." A moment later, the two champions appeared from opposite sides of the garden. The knight was attended by two young squires, the sellsword by the area's master-at-arms.